You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I wouldn't consider myself to be a superstitious person. It's actually funny. This may sound terrible to some people, but over the last couple of years, I've started to stop believing in karma, as a matter of fact, because I'm starting to see people that, you know, they get everything coming to them regardless of how they behave, right? Maybe that's old and jaded, but that's just the way I feel.
Oh, I thought you were going to say karma missed a few people or something.
Right. How could karma's aim be so bad? Producer John is here. Ashley is in for Anna over the next couple of weeks. But again, I don't consider myself to be a really superstitious person. However, when I pass like a wishing well or something like that, if I have change in my pocket, I will throw it in the well. Even if I don't have like a distinct wish, I just feel like if I don't, like then I'm thumbing my nose at karma. You know, I'm asking for bad luck or whatever. So I was just reading about there's this bathhouse in England and they have this wishing well. It's a famous spot, this yeah. Roman wishing well here. And they've moved from coins to cashless payments. And nobody can figure out how they went from $150,000 a year in revenue to now they're making like, you know, less than 10 grand.
Wait, hold on. So you're Venmoing the wishing well? What you're doing?
That's exactly what they're asking people to do.
That's the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah. So the terrible part about it is that they used to collect all this money, pull it out of the well, and they clean it up or whatever, and they donate it to charity. And again, it's well over $100,000 a year on average. I mean, a lot of people go into the bathhouse, I guess, over there or whatever. But now that they've gone to cashless, your options are either you throw it in a box. There's a box. You can drop a coin in there if you have a physical coin in the box. Or it's like Venmo, Zelle, contactless.
But it doesn't splash. You need the splash. That's why the kids do it. That's why they ask you. They pull on your pocket to give them the change so that they can go and they can throw a thing and they can see it splash. It needs to splash.
Yes, yes. Without the splash, then there's no good luck.
I guess not.
Does anybody here believe that the amount of coin that you put in the well makes a difference?
No.
So a penny is just as worthwhile as a quarter or a half dollar, whatever.
I would say so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it the frequency? Does that make a difference? Like if you went every day and threw a penny in there, are your chances better that you're going to get your wish granted?
I'm
going to
say no.
Okay, no. See,
I feel pessimistic about this.
It does, though. It 100% makes a difference, okay? So let's say I walk by and I throw a quarter in there, okay? Yeah. And then Jeff Bezos walks by and he throws a quarter in there. Now, come on, Ashley, be real here, all right? Who is giving more of themselves to this wishing well right now?
Well, yes, I suppose it is you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, according to scale, I should be throwing in a penny. Really, I should be throwing in, like, I don't know, a Canadian penny. You know what I mean? And he should be throwing in $5,000 if we're going to make it even.
Point out the fact that I don't think he's really looking for luck at this point in his life. But
that's fair.
But, you know, I mean, I kind of get what you're saying. I mean, when you're doing the cashless thing, I feel like then... You know, who puts in 25 cents? Like, you can't do that. If you're sending something cashless, what's the minimum? $5?
I mean,
$10?
I'd say at least, it's certainly a dollar. We're not talking about cents anymore. We're definitely talking about full dollars.
Did you know that there is a coalition, an organization that is trying to stop the movement to cashless payments everywhere? I went to a concert this past weekend. They didn't accept cash anywhere in the venue. This is a 35,000 seat venue. And they didn't accept cash. If you walked in with cash, you had to walk over to a machine, put your cash in the machine, and get a card printed. It's like a reverse ATM.
Oh, that's bizarre. I've never heard of that before.
Like, what's the point of that?
They got one near my house, too. No, I know. Listen, it's 2024, man. We're going to have flying cars soon, all right?
They've been saying that for 30 years,
man. We're walking around with paper in our pocket. It's obsolete.
I just want to make a wish and buy a beer with this 10. So we've got Ashley in the studio for the next couple weeks, and Ashley is a trained meteorologist. Okay, so let's be clear here.
Yeah.
You do not have a printed 6-month certificate. You went
I
to
don't.
School.
I endured 4 years at University of Albany. When I lived in Wisconsin, I used to try and go out and kind of intercept storms, but there are professional storm chasers out there and hurricane chasers, too, that go, well, just went into the eye of Hurricane Beryl as it made landfall yesterday. But, you know, there are quite a few people across the country that not only drive into them, but they stream them. So yeah. You actually get a view of them driving into these storms, and it's really cool. Yeah.
So yesterday, producer John was, he was bragging basically about his knowledge of clouds and stuff like that.
I mean, I was more mocking your lack of knowledge, but yeah, yeah. No, I mean, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. We can call it that.
Felt the same to me. Anyway, so I figured that we would have ourselves a weather quiz to see who would be, you know, better informed basically about the weather in case you ever needed to have somebody fill in for you or whatever. And I find it fascinating, though. I mean, we're learning something about you that you would go out and seek storms.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
So yes, Wisconsin's a good place to do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you know, let's go ahead and do a quiz then. If you guys don't mind, we'll go ahead and jump right in there. And so, John, you'll be ringing in how?
With the shaker.
Okay. And I'll have the dog toy.
The dog toy.
And then through that, you know, obviously you'll ask a question and then whoever gets it right, and we'll total it up at the end. I mean, everybody knows how a game works.
Let's
Here we go, Ashley. What
All
do you
right.
have?
Well, I'm going to tell you, these are going to start easy and get progressively harder. Okay.
Okay, I love that. Yep.
All right. Question one. Besides rain and snow, name another type of precipitation. John.
Hail.
There you go.
Nice.
Hail. John got it.
All right.
Question two.
Okay. Yep.
A barometer is used to measure what? Raven.
Humidity?
Nope.
Air density?
Nope.
Wait. He's answered twice.
Yeah.
Hold on. Right. Barometric pressure.
There you go.
Hey, it's just an extension of the word.
I don't know what
it
means, but it's correct.
No.
Yeah. All right, question three. Hurricane Beryl just made landfall in Texas Monday morning.
Yeah.
Which direction do hurricanes spin?
I'm going to say clockwise.
Nope.
What?
Counterclockwise.
Oh, yes. Oh, this is terrible. I thought I'd be doing so much better by now. All right.
You would have been right if you were in the Southern Hemisphere.
How many more questions are there? Maybe I can recover. Here we go. All right. Give me a couple more.
All right. Number four. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the scale that is used to determine a tornado's intensity rating?
It starts with an F. It's the fee. I can't pronounce it. I don't know. The something scale. What is it, John, Mr. Weather Person?
I have no idea. I'm winning. I don't need to know.
Something. Something scale.
It's the Enhanced Fujita Scale.
Fujita! I knew it! I totally said that.
You totally didn't.
One more. One more. All or nothing. Here we go.
All right.
No,
I was going to say.
Yes, all or nothing.
No.
I have six. I have a tiebreaker if we needed one. I don't think we need one.
Is this five or six?
No, this is five, man.
This
I won already.
This is number five. All right.
Here we go. This is a lot.
So sometimes we get severe storms. Mm-hmm. For a storm to be considered severe, it must produce one of three things. A tornado, straight line winds over 58 miles per hour, and what else?
Structural damage.
Nope. I said they get progressively harder.
Just ask the sixth one so I can go cry.
All right, let's find out the answer to five.
Yeah. Oh.
The answer was hail.
No. Whoa, come on. Oh. Give me the hail guy,
man.
John.
I know.
You said hail before.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? Forget number six. This has gone on long enough. I think we know the result here. Woo!
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's almost like therapy. You see something, you see somebody do something or say something, and you think to yourself, that's all I need to know about you. Here, we let you vent. Get that all off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. Ashley, if you're the type of person that sneaks around your neighborhood to put things in your neighbor's trash cans, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So after the fireworks display this past week, I have absolutely not a single square inch of space left in either my trash bin or my recycle bin. Today, coming into work, I brought a pizza box from a pizza we ordered 2 days ago. I had to carry it in here because there's nowhere to put it in my house. When I left my house this morning at 3 a.m., I took a trash bag and I stuck it in my neighbor's box.
You did?
Yeah. They have no idea. I don't know how they're going to take it. But I figured it was the best thing for the planet.
I think it depends on the trash. If it's a pizza box, I'd be okay with that. Yeah. But you know what? I take my dog out every evening, mm-hmm. and he does his thing. And there are times I want to throw it in the neighbor's trash, but I'm like, you know, I'm not going to be that person.
No, there's a rotisserie chicken in there. And with today's temperatures, you know, over the next couple of days, like, they're probably going to smell it. But, you know, I did what I had to do.
Well, or some bears are going to come out and take care of the rest of that for you. And they're going to be like, thanks, buddy.
To me, that's recycling. You know, yeah. That'll be fine. Rob, that's all I need to know about you.
If you constantly keep your phone on silent, that's all I need to know about you.
My phone is always on silent.
Is it?
Yeah. Do you find that scandalous?
A little
do
sus.
It's not like face down. I mean,
oh,
my wife.
That's the worst. Is when it's face down, then you know someone's up to no good.
My wife knows the code. I mean, everybody else, you know, you shouldn't be able to look into my phone, right? You shouldn't even know when it's ringing.
I don't know my husband's code.
No,
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Oh my god!
Maybe ignorance is bliss.
Well, you know, I mean, the way around that, the modern time is, you know, you just wait till they fall asleep and then, you know, hold it up to their face.
I probably don't even want to know. It's probably full of nonsense anyway.
You know, there's something right about that, Erica. That's all I need to know about you.
If you are the type of person who wears shorts when it's freezing out, that's all I need to know about you.
How do you feel about cargo shorts, Ashley?
Are they camo cargo shorts, or are we talking khaki cargo shorts?
Khaki? On a guy.
They're okay.
Oh, yeah? You're going to give it a pass. What if they're a different color camo, right? Like the white and the gray, the urban?
I can't side with that one.
You know, when I see somebody wearing shorts or flip-flops in freezing weather, I think to myself, they probably have a heart condition.
I assume they're an iguana and cold-blooded.
There's some sort of cardiac problem here, is what I'm thinking. Felicia, that's all I need to know about you.
If you have a baby but refuse to baby-proof your house, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, once the baby arrives, like, I get it. You don't want to, you know, change the look of your stuff in your house. But once the baby arrives, like, you've already lost that battle.
It's simple things, you know, the little electric covers and watch out for the sharp edges.
Right. You know? Bumpers.
Right. Bumpers, and so they can't get into the cleaning cabinet, stuff like that.
Right, right. Like, if you can't get into your own cleaning cabinet because you put some sort of apparatus on there to keep the baby out, that's more of a you problem, not a baby problem.
Oh, trust me, there have been a few fights with the cabinet.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
We had so much fun playing Ashley Oakley yesterday that we're going to be playing again. And you know what? We'll play throughout the week here, too. Ashley is in and is on vacation. So Ashley is a big fan of heavy metal, a big fan of country and techno music here. And this is a very simple game to play. So we've got Mike on the line right now. Mike, are you ready to play? Can you hear me, Mike? He can't apparently hear me. Mike, are you there? Can you hear me, Mike?
I can hear you good and clear.
Well, all right, wonderful. All right, Mike, glad you're there because we need you. This is a very, very important thing. Mike, all you have to do is decide whether or not Ashley is going to be able to properly identify lyrics for two out of these three songs. Do you think you can do it? She can do it. These are going to be country songs today. What do you think?
Two out of three?
Yeah.
I have complete faith.
Well, I mean, you did it yesterday, Ashley. You killed it.
Because that was metal. I mean, country, I like, but I don't know all the songs. I'm going to fully admit that. So hopefully these are easy ones.
Well, you know, that was the thing. So yesterday it was like I was giving the chorus, too. I was giving you, like, the hook, which is really simple. And today these are, like, in the middle of the song. So, you know, if Mike guessed right, he's going to be a winner of an Amazon gift card. And if not, we're going to go on to somebody else, and Mike will cry. All right, Mike, are you prepared to cry?
I'm always prepared to cry.
All right, here we go. All right, Ashley, song number one. You've got to recognize this one.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know.
Go.
The last one to show.
You can give me three words? Yeah.
Oh, you want the rest of it?
I mean, I wanted some more.
All right. The last one to show. I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
Let's check it.
The last one to show I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
Wow, pretty impressive, actually. You're not cheating over there, are you?
Nah.
sounds convincing, right? Okay, all right, here we go. Song number two. You've got to get one more. Just one more, Mike, and you're going to be a winner.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack.
Toby Keith, Red Solo Cup. What can you do?
I've only heard of this song. I don't know any of the lyrics.
Are you serious right now?
Ashley, that's so upsetting.
Some beer runs down in front of my back.
I have all the country fans screaming right now.
Yucky.
That, my friends, is quite yucky. Red Solo, just if bonus question, Red Solo cup, it's more than a cup, it's what? Wow. Rest in peace, Toby Keith. It's his friend. It's his friend. You're my friend, Red Solo. All right, anyways. All right, here's your last shot. You got a shot at redemption here. Ashley Oakey, if you can get two out of these three country song lyrics correct, Mike is going to be a winner. Mike, you still got the faith?
I got it.
He's losing it very slowly.
Sounds like he's wavering a little bit now, to be honest. All right, here we go. Third and final track.
So, baby, last night we lit the liquor top.
I know it's Morgan Wallen, but I don't know the lyrics of this song.
Oh,
either.
My gosh, that's upsetting.
I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. Oh. You told me that you wish.
See, now that I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, now you got it, but except unfortunately you don't have it here. I'm sorry, Mike. We're going to have to move on, Mike. We will take the next caller, 1-800-330-9999, and hook them up with the Amazon gift card right now. Ashley, I mean, you're going to have to do a little bit of practice.
I guess so.
All right, get refocused for tomorrow.
What's the other Morgan Wallen song? Thinking about
the other? I mean, there's probably like 70 right. other Morgan Wallen songs, and they've all been number one. I think he's number one right now with Post Malone.
He probably is.
Yeah, well, we'll play again tomorrow, all right? How about that? So my wife is getting ready to fly out of town for a few days. She's got a bachelorette party to go to, which, you know, she kind of feels a little bit, to be honest, like a lump on the log because, you know, she's 40 and the girls are all younger. It's her younger sister who's like 25 and there's like 14 of them staying in this Airbnb. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a crazy trip. They have a whole itinerary planned out. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. I really, you know, I'm positive. But of course, I get the house to myself. So, I have some added responsibilities. There's things that, it takes to keep the house moving. I've got to take care of the dogs and all that type of thing. But, you know, other than that, there's some freedoms that come with it, too, Ashley. What is the first thing that you do if you've got the house to yourself? Because you've got kids, you've got animals, you've got a husband, right? So when you get time to yourself, like, how often does that even happen?
It's extremely rare.
I thought so.
Almost never. Mm-hmm. That I actually have it to myself where nobody's home. But the first and only thing that I'm going to do is literally nothing. Yeah. I'm going to sit on the couch. Uh-huh. I'm going to order a pizza, probably share the crust with the dog, and watch Duck Dynasty reruns.
I mean, that is your go-to show. You love that show.
It is. I mean, there are a few others, but I would say that's the most tame of the others.
Okay. All right. Trashy TV or like drama or whatever. Like that's your type of thing. And your husband basically won't watch those shows with you or what?
Oh, he'll totally watch them.
Yeah.
He likes to watch some of the newer, exciting shows that everybody watches, whereas I'm not as into that stuff. He loves the show Billions, so he'll sit and watch that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the biggest thing is too, is like as a mom and as a wife, like every time you go to sit down and you know, it's supposedly relaxing time, I'm sure somebody is asking you for something too, right? Like that's a big thing, right? So
yeah, including but not limited to the dog, because as soon as I sit, he wants
a snack. Yeah,
he wants to go outside.
Mm-hmm. That's how my dogs are too. And listen, I mean, the big thing for me is like if there's nobody home in the house, I'll probably lose my pants. It's the equivalent of taking off the bra. It's the same thing. It just means that I'm free. Once the pants are off, by the way, too, I'm not answering the door. So if you ring my doorbell, you show up or anything like that, you can just keep knocking, even though the lights are on. I'm not going to be coming to the door. Like, you better have a warrant if you want to actually talk to me, because you're going to have to come inside to get me out of there. I'm not going to be doing it.
But and even then, your eyes should be wide shut.
I asked my wife what it is that she thought happens when she leaves.
Babe, what do you think is the first thing I do when I have the house to myself?
Nothing. I mean it. I don't think you do anything. You're not responsible for nothing. You probably don't wash yourself or clean the house or... I'm thankful you keep the dogs alive.
This is a family show.
I meant like sit on the couch with your hand in your pants. Maybe you sit around in no pants.
I mean...
She knows you so well.
At first, when I asked her originally, I was offended because I thought it was going to be like, you know, like I like to put on, you know, a scary movie or something like that. Things she doesn't watch or whatever. But then I thought more about it and I was like, no, wait a minute. That's actually kind of what I do. sometimes I don't even go upstairs for bed when she's away. Like, we just all sleep on the couch. We've got like a day bed in the other room. Like, I'll drag the mattress off that thing into the living room. I'll be like, slumber party, everybody. She's like, the dogs don't actually like that. That's all made up in your mind. She may be right.
I got to say, when she said either no pants or hand down the pants, like very Al Bundy style.
Yeah. Well, you know. So my wife is getting ready to travel later this week. And, you know, that brings the point of what is it I'm going to be doing when I've got the house to myself? Ashley's in for the rest of the week here. How about your husband? What do you think is the first thing that he does when he's got the house alone?
Tears it up.
Yeah.
He's going to start doing some project and inevitably not finish it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I'm going to come home with serious agita.
When I wake up and my wife is not home, the bed won't get made.
No. My husband never, ever, ever makes the bed. I went away for a week. I came home. The mattress is halfway off of the frame, mm-hmm. and it's just complete disarray.
The funny thing is when I had my own apartment, when I lived by myself, I always made the bed. But now that I've got, you know, a house, I just close that door. That's basically the equivalent of the bed being made. 1-800-330-9999. Jessica, you've got the house to yourself. First thing you're doing when you're home alone.
My family is, my boys are extremely picky eaters, mm-hmm. so I immediately either cook something that they definitely would never eat or order something they definitely wouldn't eat.
You know, I eat more mac and cheese, boxed mac and cheese when my wife is gone than I do any other time of the year. And you know, here's the thing, I make it, whether it's the squeezed cheese with the shells or it's the cheap old box with the mix, I eat it right out of the pan after.
Oh, yeah. You got
to. Yeah.
My family only likes Velveeta, and I like the Kraft mac and cheese.
But I'll use the actual spoon that I used to make the pasta with, too, to eat that, and I'll just put a towel right on my knee so the pan doesn't burn me. That's high fine dining right there. That's high-end dining while my wife is away.
Well, why mess up more silverware?
I checked the pantry yesterday. These two boxes of the shells and cheese in there right now. I mean, that's happening. Caitlin, you've got the house to yourself. First thing you're going to do?
Oh, play some nice, loud 80s music.
Really?
And dance and sing. But I can't help it. Yeah, I mean, I don't listen to it that often. And so when I'm by myself and my hubby's gone, I can blast that music and take a little trip back. So, yeah, 80s music all the way, dancing through the house.
Is loud music something that you do when your husband is there, too, or just like when you're alone? Like dancing.
No, see, just when I'm alone. Yeah. He doesn't really enjoy it the way that he knows it, obviously, but he doesn't, you know, he can't wait to put on loud music at all. He likes a nice mellow home. So when he's gone, it's not mellow. Hmm.
So are we talking like Lisa or Alice Cooper type music?
I play all the 80s, like pop songs, Debbie Gibson, Tiffany, New Kids on the Block. I do it all.
So it starts with Enter Sandman, and then eventually we go to Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Definitely.
Nate, you're home alone. First thing you're going to do when you got the house to yourself?
I'm going to run in, and I'm going to start watching Ancient Aliens. And no one's going to get scared or yell at me. So that's my guilty pleasure, Ancient Aliens.
I might agree with your wife a little bit on this one, dude. That show is weird. Sarah, what's the first thing you do when you've got the house to yourself?
Okay, so the first thing I do is I put on my jammies, I light a candle, open a glass of wine, and I put on 90 Day Fiance or the trashiest trash TV, and I am having a field day. I love it. It's my guilty pleasure, and it makes me feel a little bit better about myself every time.
Yeah. I just finished Perfect Match Season 2, so I'm there with you.
I haven't seen that one yet, but it's on my list. But oh, I love some trash TV. Nobody's judging me. It is me and myself, and we're hanging, and I love it. I'm here for all of the trash TV.
I like things that don't make me think.
You know, I love all this plan right here, the pajamas, all that stuff. I wouldn't light the candle because if I have the house to myself, chances are I immediately pass out. It's going to happen right after for me.
True. That has happened a few times, and I've got to be better about that because not trying to burn my house down. But yes, that's probably smart for the future. Don't light the candle.
Two hosts, multiple clues, only one right answer. It's time to play Heads Up with Anna and Raven.
Hey, Amy. Today we've got a pair of AirPods up for grabs here. Do you have AirPods right now?
Yeah, but they're very old.
Yeah. I mean, there's always room for improvement, right? And who couldn't use an extra set? So we're going to be playing Heads Up. Ashley is going to be giving you clues on items that are associated with the world of heavy metal. Ashley, you have the clues in front of you. How do you feel about the different things that you're going to have to describe to her?
I'm good with most of them.
Okay. So here's the thing, Amy. She can't tell you the word, obviously, that you have to guess. You have to guess what these items are. Now, if you do that and you can do 6 out of 10 inside of 60 seconds, I feel like that's a pretty good number, Ashley. Then you're going to be a winner, right? I mean, you got to feel good about that, Amy.
Yeah.
All right. Ashley, remember, remember, you can skip if you get caught on one. Right.
Okay.
So that was one thing yesterday is like you got like 3 or 4 right out of the gate and then you got stuck for a minute. Like you can always skip and go to the next one and then come back if you have to.
All right.
All right. Here we go, Amy. Ashley, I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock.
All right.
Go.
All right. The first one, Ozzy Osbourne allegedly bit the head off of this.
A bat.
There you go. And you get these inked on your skin.
Tattoos.
There you go. You'll see a lot of people wearing these to rock and metal shows. They're black. They come in jackets and pants.
Leather.
There you go. And, I mean, this guy, the grandfather of rock and roll, married to Sharon.
Ozzy.
There you go. This is a vehicle. It has 2 wheels.
Motorcycle.
There you go.
Wow.
Their first single was Blind, and they've come out with several amazing singles since, like Freak on a Leash, Got the Life.
Oh, that I don't know.
Okay.
That one?
You're going to use your index finger and your pinky finger. You're going to hold it in the air, and we call it what?
Oh, my God. How did I not know that?
Oh, you just ran out of time. Oh, my gosh. You were so close.
We were.
Money? How many did she have?
She had 5.
Oh, my gosh. Amy, I'm so sorry. Ashley was not able to give it. The clues that she was looking for, Korn was the band that she was describing. They're big Korn fan, Ashley is. And then the horns.
Korn.
Putting up the horns. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're going to take the next caller now, 1-800-330-9999 for the AirPods here. Ashley, you were so close.
I know. I feel like I failed her.
Yesterday, we were talking about how the 4th of July parties came to the end, basically. There's usually a clear moment when you know things are over. For one of my friends, it was when their trash can caught on fire from the fireworks that they had put out, or they thought were out, were in the trash can. For me, it was a text message from my neighbor saying, hey, can you cut out the singing? Because we start doing this thing where we sing all these ridiculous songs out at our bar after. For you, Ashley, you were just saying it was what for your husband?
Oh, so I told the story to my husband yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was at a college party. Hundreds of people apparently showed up. The cops tried to break it up. But before that happened, people started stealing stuff, trashing the place. And he said, you know, when the party's over is when someone stole the ceiling fan. That was ambitious of all things to take. Why the ceiling fan?
I mean, if you have a Phillips head screwdriver with you, what else are you going to do, I guess, right?
Yeah, you're already up to no good.
John went out and he was talking to a bunch of people about it, and they had things, man. They had things to add.
One time I was having a party, and my mother's antique vase got smashed all over the kitchen floor.
How much was the vase? Like, what was it worth?
It was worth about $4,000.
Oh, my God. Really?
We had to glue the pieces back together.
Did it work, or did you get busted?
No, they still don't know.
Gluing it together actually worked?
It actually worked. My sister did it.
You know, if I had a vase in my house that was worth $4,000... I would know whether or not it had a crack in it after I went away.
Oh, for sure.
I have to say. Is it vase or is it vase, by the way?
Vase.
Thank you.
Unbeknownst to both the bride and groom, I was separately told that if a certain person got out of hand, I had full permission to remove them.
Okay.
But the bride told me in confidence and said, don't tell my husband. And then the groom said, don't tell my wife. But they separately came to me.
But they both told you the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I eventually had to remove that person because he was making a mockery of himself.
What did they do? What kind of things were they doing?
He got drunk during the ceremony, and he was one of the groomsmen.
Did he, like, yell something ridiculous? Did he, like, fall down while he was up there?
More of, like, a laugh during, like, the intimate moments of the ceremony.
Okay. I mean, you would know right at those moments, right, that the party was truly over. When you see somebody getting dragged out of the wedding by their shirt. There's two types of people, Ashley. There's the mm-hmm. people that want nothing to do with that situation whatsoever. They're like, oh, don't ask me. I'm not here to be the police.
Right.
And then there's the person who wants to be the one that's like, oh, no, I'm the police.
They want to be the wedding bouncer.
I am the wedding bouncer here. I am in charge of this.
What is with the groomsmen? I've got to one-up this story, Raven. I do.
Okay.
Because I was set to get married almost 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
3 months before my wedding, there was one going on. A groomsman flicked a cigarette into dry mulch. The entire venue went up. It was a three-alarm fire.
This is the venue that you were supposed to get married at?
That I was supposed to get married at.
This is not one of your groomsmen, though,
no,
thankfully.
No, it was somebody else completely, but a groomsman flicked a cigarette in. Whole place goes up. The poor bride and groom, luckily they went to another venue that allowed them. They had the space.
Everybody survived is what you're telling me.
Yes, but I felt my heart drop when I saw our wedding venue burning to the ground.
How are you doing that at the rehearsal or the ceremony? And by the way, what is this mulch dipped in, though? All right? I mean, kerosene? What are we doing here? Because that all sounds dangerous to me. Terrible, terrible stuff. But then clearly, you knew the party was over. Summertime, you're out. Maybe you're traveling. You're on an adventure. And you're thinking to yourself, maybe this is a perfect time for me to get a tattoo and save this memory forever. Or maybe that's a terrible idea. Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Hey there, Jenna. What's going on with tattoos? I mean, I know that there's needles. I have plenty of tattoos, as I think you're aware of. Beyond that, what do we need to be concerned with?
Yeah, Raven, a brand new report just came out this morning that said that 35% of tattoos or permanent makeup inks that are sold in the United States are actually contaminated with bacteria. So I wanted to ask you, how many, like, what percentage of people in the United States do you think have tattoos?
Well, I think it's much higher now than it used to be. I'm going to say 30%. It's still not everybody.
No, you know what? That actually nails it right on the head. 32% of U.S. adults have a tattoo, and about one in five or a little bit more than 20% have more than one tattoo. Mm-hmm. And so this is it really, really important information for people, and they definitely need to put it on their radar screen.
So what are we going to do about this? Ashley, how many tattoos do you have?
12.
Wow. Do you?
I do.
Wow.
They're very well hidden.
Right up there with me. Right? I had no idea whatsoever, and I won't get creepy about it, but wow, 12 of them.
12.
Jenna, how about you?
Zero.
What? I mean, all those sorority stories you've shared. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I know. I actually, it's really funny because my sports team in college, we all wanted to get like a little tiger on our ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents were so like vehemently against it. I think it's because I come from a family of doctors. So I never did it. And I regret it, to be honest. I really do.
Yeah. So what else do we need to know? It's not like we're going and scraping them off or anything.
No, that's absolutely right. I think the issue is that we need to remember that the FDA doesn't really approve inks for injection sites into your skin. And so it's very, very important that when you're getting a tattoo, you go to a very reputable place and a place that has, you know, good reviews online. And it's something that you really, really want to research before you do it, because if these inks lay around for a long period of time, especially if you do this in a drunken stupor, you know, if you're away somewhere abroad, it's really important to maybe think twice about that.
Mm.
I think also to remember that with a study like this, there's definitely going to be some follow-up to it because it affects 30% of people in the United States. It's an issue with safety, and they did an alert back in 2019. But with this study compounding that alert, I think that the FDA may need to put permanent ink on the list of things that need to be cleared, like, by the government.
Well, if me and Ashley got our tattoos 10 years ago and we're still here, then we're probably all right.
Also, remember, Raven, the other thing is, after you get a tattoo, you really need to make sure that you take care of it. And remember that, you know, you need to keep it sterile, and you need to follow all of the advice that you're given by the tattoo artist, because some people just jump into, you know, a lake, and if they don't follow instructions, they're upping their chance of getting an infection.
Right. Well, you know what? Yeah. I never subscribed to the idea of getting a tattoo on vacation anyways, but I've got friends that are covered with stuff that they got overseas, and they were crazy before they went. So there's no way to know whether or not the ink had anything to do with it.
That's right. And just look for signs of infection, right? So if you have a fever, if you see streaking coming from the tattoo, if it's warm to touch, or there's anything coming out or leaking, definitely go see a doctor, because it's something that's easily treated with antibiotics.
Thanks, Jenna. Yeah. If people want to learn more, they can find you at drwider.com.
Thanks so much, you guys.
I mean, I don't know how many times we need to see this example, but when you're an athlete, try not to have a freak out that involves you punching or kicking something, because all of a sudden these superhumans become very fragile. Ashley is here in the studio. Ashley, I don't know whether or not you saw it over the weekend. It was trending for a day or two. Colton Brewer, he's a pitcher for the I think he's with the Cubs. Yeah. And he broke his hand. He had, you know, bad inning, right? Like, you know, I don't need to explain baseball to you in the car. You know how it works. Somebody goes out there. They try and get the other team out, right? And if you're a pitcher and they load up on you or they score some points or whatever, you know, that's not a good outing, right? So he comes back in after the inning and he punches the wall in the dugout and breaks his hand. And now he's down for 2 months.
You might as well have ripped your check in half.
A lot of people won't remember, but there was this kicker one time that he used to celebrate every time he would make an extra point in the NFL. And one time he was jumping up and down celebrating, and he busted up his knee. And he was never the same after that. It was one of the Grammatica guys in the NFL. So you got to be careful there, whether you're celebrating or you're falling apart. But, you know, bad things do happen at work. People freak out from time to time. Ashley is a professional television meteorologist. I had a debate yesterday over whether or not you were a weather person or a meteorologist or whatever. No. Ashley is trained. She has a degree. You are a meteorologist.
I've been doing this almost 18 years.
So. Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about a time that something blew up at work and you freaked out or whatever. Because I would imagine with those screens and everything, it's kind of, it's ripe for danger.
Well, I mean, live TV, anything could go wrong. Same with live radio. Right. But I got to tell you, one of the biggest freakouts I've had was just a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
As a matter of fact. So our internet provider shut down. And when it rebooted, it basically was blocked by the firewall with our weather graphics.
All right.
So everything else rebooted except our weather graphics system.
So what does your background look like if you don't have that system?
It is completely blank.
Nice.
And the biggest problem was we had severe thunderstorms that were popping up. Mm-hmm. So I had no radar, no graphics, and I was just hoping and praying that we didn't get a tornado warning on top of that.
So what do you do when you're giving a report in a situation like that? What do you do with your hands? I mean, for lack of a better way to ask. I mean, that may seem like an absolutely ridiculous question, but I'd just be standing there feeling like I had no idea what to do with my hands.
That's kind of how it went down. Yeah, you know, we had our director that could pop up some sky cameras.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to talk over those, but they're not in the right spot where the severe storms are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm basically standing there for 3 minutes. You're just looking at my face and I'm trying to explain, hey, this is what's going on. I'm using my phone. I'm actually showing my phone on camera and saying, this is what we're tracking. This is what it's
You're
doing.
You're holding your phone up to the...
I literally was.
That's pretty bush league right there.
Yes.
That's great. Have you ever done the thing where you showed up and you were like wearing all blue or green or whatever? What's the rule, right? Like if I'm going to be on television and I'm going to be in front of a screen, what can I wear and what can't I wear?
You can't wear green.
Okay.
Now,
because I would just fade into the background.
Well, you'd be a floating head and floating hands, basically.
Yeah.
But because I'm blonde, I also can't wear turquoise. I can't wear yellow.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I can't wear those colors either. But if you have darker hair, you can get away with those colors.
Wait a minute. So you can't wear those colors. What happens if you wear those colors? You just disappear altogether?
Essentially. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I know, okay, screen. So you don't like the fact that I'm blonde, but anybody that's a brunette, they're totally fine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, this is amazing. I feel like I've learned something there. That's cool.
One couple.
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
You create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day we're joined by a couple that's having some sort of disagreement. Today it's Jackie and Danny. Hear their story, and you're going to decide who's right. Jackie, what's going on?
So for the summer, I like to keep the kids on a very tight schedule. I think that they should still get up at 7. We should have breakfast at 7:30, and they should be ready to leave the house to start their day. So to keep them on the same kind of schedule, have them in bed early by 9, 10 o'clock maximum. We could even do 8 o'clock sometimes. Because when they go back to school, if they don't stay on a schedule over the summer, they're a mess. So I'd like to keep them regimented. I'm not trying to ruin their summer. I just want them to be in order. And, of course, my husband completely disagrees and lets them run wild.
Yeah. So. How old are your kids?
9 and 12.
Danny, what's your side of this?
Well, I mean, the reality is kids, they have to go through a schedule all year long. It's just too much. They're stressed. They have plenty of time in their future to be stressed out. Let's just let them be free and just have fun, create memories, go running, go outside. They can get back on gear. Kids are resilient. They're not going to have a hard time going back and following a structure. But let's give them that opportunity to be free. so they can have memories to look back on when they're older, when they're our age.
Do this.
Yeah.
Are there other mm-hmm. kids in the neighborhood like that they play with or whatever? What are these kids' schedules like?
Plenty of kids. They're all out there having fun. They play wiffle ball. They play Nerf football. It's still there. I did it when I was a kid, and they're still doing it now.
But I mean, like at 9 o'clock in your neighborhood when you are putting, you know, your two kids to sleep.
Absolutely.
Danny, you're not the one doing the drop-offs in the morning when school comes. So you don't get to see them absolutely exhausted getting out of bed. Or why can't we just stay up, sleep later, because we did all summer, not wanting to get back on a schedule. You know, I don't want to be taking little zombies to school and have to be at such a fight every morning. I want them to just be on the same schedule and getting good nights of sleep and learning how to, you know, be responsible. And, you know, they can play outside.
Well, they will. They have plenty of time. They have plenty of time for that. Let's just let them have their summer and enjoy themselves.
You know, I mean, it sounds like a September problem to me, actually, not a July problem. But what time did you go to bed when you were younger? Do you remember in the summer? Did you have rules like this?
You know, I used to stay at my grandparents, but I also used to work. So it depended on the age. When I was younger, I'd probably go to bed 9:30. But as I got older, yeah, it was more 11:30 midnight.
Oh, wow. I mean, summertime, I ran absolutely wild. I get what you're saying. It is tough when they go back, Jackie, and it's a pain. And if you're doing the drop-offs and the pickups, then you have to, you know, deal with all of that. So, you know, that's one thing to take into account. But let's see what people think. Keep the regimented bedtimes, the times for waking up, having breakfast, getting out there about your day. Or are you on Danny's side? Let the kids get out there and have fun. Less rules, no structure during the summertime. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Core, 1-800-330-9999. I mean, this is an argument that happens for, I think, a lot of people in a lot of households, right? So Jackie and Danny, they've got differing opinions as to what to do with their kids during the summer. They're 9 and 12 years old. And Dad says, listen, just let them run wild. Let them have fun. They're kids, after all. They don't need any structure during the summer. This is what we did when we were growing up, and we turned out totally fine. But Jackie says, listen, I'm the one who has to deal with them when we go back to school. I'm doing the drop-off, I'm doing the pickup, and the kids are miserable. I want to keep them on a schedule. 8 o'clock going to bed at night, 7 o'clock waking up every morning, breakfast by 7:30, and then they're out the door ready to go. Here's the thing, when you got nowhere to go, Ashley, why are you waking me up?
Yeah, I would totally get that. Unless they have to go to camp or something.
Right.
You know, I just miss having summers off. Let me just put that out there.
Yes. Yeah.
I would like that life again.
I think all of us as adults, like we, you know, if we see any avenue that you could have where you don't have any structure, when we think of the kids, it's easy for us to go, let the kids have no structure.
Let them be happy. Frosting right out of the can.
You know what I mean? Let them do whatever they want to, right? Because during the summertime, you know, that is your time to run wild. And then, you know, after that, I mean, the rest of their lives, they're going to be busy. Right?
They are.
I mean, that's just...
And begging for naps.
Gosh. I could use one right now. Anna and Raven, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on his side. When my kids were young, they 2 weeks before school started is when I put them back on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
That way they had the summer, they had 2 weeks to acclimate to get ready for school.
And you know what? I remember those 2 weeks at the end of the summer being the saddest thing ever. When they said, tomorrow we're going to bed regular time, you'd be like, yeah!
Yeah, but they had the whole rest
right.
of that summer.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couple Score. I think it's a common discussion during the summer. What are you going to do with the kids and what happens with their schedule? That is the disagreement right now between Jackie and Danny. It's the Couple Score. Jackie says that, you know what? The kids still got to go to bed at 8 o'clock. They still got to wake up at 7 every day and by 7:30 be ready to go out the door, regardless of whether or not they have somewhere to be. But Danny says that's no way to treat kids, right? Like, let them run wild. Let them have fun.
Well, especially it's tough between 8 to 8:30. The sun is still up.
Yeah.
I know we're losing a little bit of daylight now, but not enough.
Yeah. And you know, listen, it's really hard when you hear your friends in the neighborhood outside playing, right? Like, and I mean, that's a real thing. Like, you feel like, why am I being punished?
You get that FOMO.
Yeah. But Jackie feels the same way when she brings them back to school. She feels like I'm being punished because they've had chaotic, you know, schedules the entire summer. It's just a nightmare. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Tom?
I have to go with the dad side. I'm a father of two kids, same age. All year long, they're up at 6:30 to go to school. Maybe a couple weeks before school starts, start getting them back into a routine. But they want to sleep in, let them sleep in.
Yeah, you know, people always talk about, you know, getting back into the routine and making sure that your sleep is adjusted. Here's the thing for me. In my life, that has always meant just crash through the first couple days. Like, you're in rough shape, and then you're exhausted. You go back to bed at that point, and you get back on track at that point.
I agree.
Hey, Kate, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
Oh, I think that they're both being a little too extreme. I think I'm more on the side of the mom because she is the person that does have to handle the children on a regular basis. And I think the dad is being extreme in that he's saying, let them have fun. They can still have fun and be on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it's too regimented. As a mom of three, I understand her completely. Mm. They can still have a fun summer but be on a schedule. That's what I think.
Maybe it's an adult thing, but I feel like as soon as I have a schedule, Ashley, there's no fun.
I mean, I get that, especially in the summer.
There's no fun to be
had. There's got to be a balance.
And Ann Raven, who's this?
Hi, this is Sue. How are you?
We're great. Sue, what do you think? Couples court, whose side are you on today?
Oh, totally on the dad's side. Totally. The kids need to have freedom in the summertime, and I think they could start getting ready for school maybe a week before school. They could start back on their schedule. They don't need the whole summer to get on a schedule and stay on a schedule.
Right. I mean, what are those big seats on the bus for if I can't pass out in them on the way home the first week anyway, right?
That's right. What's nap time all about?
Right.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Danny, our audience agree with you. Jackie, I get it. It can be very difficult. Parents, they sympathize. We got some of those calls too, votes that went your way, but ultimately not enough for you to come out the winner on top here. So probably the way to go is just loosen some of the rules. Maybe push the times back a little bit, right? When the weekend comes, it's still the weekend.
I guess I could make some adjustments, but I still don't want them just running wild and having no schedule.
Well, they didn't get through on the phone.
Kids do like a schedule, so maybe the balance here is if you know school is approaching, maybe you're a week or 2 weeks out from the start of school, that's when it starts to maybe become a little more regimented, a little more of a schedule. So that there is that happy balance of, you know, them being kids, but all right, it's time to start nudging back towards our normal schedule.
Summer will be over before you know it, too. Danny, right now, though, it's anarchy.
I think kids should be able to think for themselves. This is an opportunity and a time that they can learn to start thinking for themselves. This is where they can start to grow. This is where the brains will develop, and they can choose whether they want to go to bed on a certain schedule, a certain time. This is where they can choose to become a leader.
Wow.
This is where it's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, late night television is certainly where you would want to go when you want to program yourself to be the leader.
That's what I did.
Good luck, guys. Enjoy the summer there. Anybody else has got an issue, you can always email us, couplescourt@annaandraven.com. Carter's our player today. John, what's he going to win if he beats me?
The jackpot today is $1,100, brought to us by NHTSA. Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like lane keeping assistance come in. Learn more at NHTSA.gov/driver tech, paid for by NHTSA.
Let's do it.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Oh, Raven, can you leave the room, please?
You got it. Good luck, man.
All right, Carter, he is walking out that door, and as soon as that studio door closes, we are in a soundproof area. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You get them right, you win. Raven gets them right, he's going to win. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, question number 1. Former Spice Girl Mel C was recently spotted at the Glastonbury Festival with her new Australian boyfriend, Chris Dingwall. Which Spice was Mel C?
That's, I'm not sure.
All right, number 2, an expert on British royals said that if Harry and Meghan are stripped of their current titles, they'll still be known as Prince and Princess. Their formal titles are the Duke and Duchess of what?
Duke and Duchess of...
That's time, dude. I'm sorry. All right,
no worries.
Number 3, the winner of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest finished 58 dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Former champion Joey Chestnut was banned from the Nathan's competition this year. He held his own simultaneous exhibition where he ate 57 dogs and buns in how many minutes?
Was it 5 minutes?
All right, question number 4. Margot Robbie and her husband, Tom Ackerley, are rumored to be expecting their first child after photos surfaced of the actress with an apparent baby bump. Robbie played what character in the Suicide Squad movies?
Harley Quinn.
And question number 5. Despicable Me 4 won the holiday box office with $122.6 million. Nice. How many total movies are there in the Despicable Me Minions franchise?
So including Minions?
That's including Minions.
All right. I think there's 6.
See, Carter's a dad right there. We can tell that just because he asked that question. All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven, 3. out of five for Carter.
Three out of five. Not great, not terrible. $1,100. Let's see how I do.
All right, question number one. Former Spice Girl Mel C was recently spotted at the Glastonbury Festival with her new Australian boyfriend, Chris Dingwall. What spice was Mel C?
Mel B is scary. Mel C is sporty.
That is correct. An expert on British royals said that if Harry and Meghan are stripped of their current titles, they'll still officially be known as Prince and Princess. Their formal titles since their marriage are the Duke and Duchess of what?
Of Sussex.
That's correct. Question number three. The winner of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest finished 58 dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
Pretty impressive.
Man, it was pretty nice. Disgusting, but nice.
Right.
Former champion Joey Chestnut, who's been banned from the Nathan's competition this year, held his own simultaneous exhibition. He ate 57 dogs and buns in how many minutes?
I'll just take a shot and say 5 minutes.
That is correct. You're very lucky.
Oh, look at him go. Yeah. He's an American hero.
Yeah, yeah. All right, question number four. Margot Robbie and her husband are rumored to be expecting their first child after photos surfaced of her with an apparent baby bump.
Mm.
Robbie played what character in the Suicide Squad movies?
She's Harley Quinn.
All righty, and he's got you beat at four. Number five, Despicable Me 4 won the holiday box office with $122.6 million.
What?
How many total? I know, right? It's all about kids' movies. Inside Out did the same thing, too.
Oh, my gosh.
How many total movies are in the Despicable Me and Minions franchise?
I'm just going to take a shot and say 7.
You know what? It's 6. You're closer than I thought you were going to get. Carter, he beat you 4-3. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Yeah, this is Carter, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $1,200 tomorrow, John.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.